The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Lax policies toward crime having a big impact on the economy in California. In-N-Out Burger says it will close its first location in the company's 75-year history because of a wave of car break-ins, property damage, theft, and robberies affecting customers and employees at its restaurant in Oakland, California.
I think it's reasonable that they're closing because crime does impact their business. There are a lot of people that don't come here for lunch because of the crime, the break-ins of the cars, the car thieves, the robberies.
That's customer Vince Clagg. The In-N-Out slated for closure is in a busy business corridor that attracts travelers headed to the airport and baseball fans who attend A's games at the Coliseum. But the crime has been on the rise so much, many people have been victimized on their way to the airport and to those games. This is SRN News.
Eric Metaxas explains the process with this latest book.
I've never ever felt God calling me to write a book. Now, to some people that sounds loony. I don't know what to tell you, but it does feel to me, I had never felt that feeling before, that I've got to write this in obedience to God, because this is happening now and I need to write this and I need to reach the Christians and the Christian leaders that are capable of being reached.
The Eric Metaxas Show, overnights at 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Inside your 1 o'clock hour this afternoon here on AM 1280, The Patriot, that means you're moments away from the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Mitch Berg coming up, but first a quick look at your weather forecast this weekend from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios. Today's high around 34 degrees, cloudy skies, while tonight's low reaches 26. And for Sunday, the cap off the weekend, partly sunny, high nearing 40. Monday warms up even more, mostly sunny with the high nearing 43 degrees. It's AM 1280 The Patriot.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy, hacking, coughing institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, going on 22 years next week, now the following week, week after next, a week from Monday, of dominating Twin Cities weekend media and all media, quite frankly, along with my colleagues. Jack Tomczak, the new guy, heard every Saturday from 3 to 5 right after me here. And Brad Carlson, of course, tomorrow, the closer edition of the Northern Alliance. Sundays from 1 to 3. And, of course, fellow Charter NARD member King Banyan, heard Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on her sister station AM 1440, The Businessman. Together, we're the Northern Alliance Radio Network, dominating all Twin Cities media, day, night, weekday, weekend, print, video, whatever. We run it, and they keep us to 2 hours a week apiece just to make it fair. Goliath doesn't want to have that problem with the Davids again, so they keep us shunted off and cut down as far as they can, and yet we still clobber them at every possible turn. At any rate, great to have you here. Give us a call at 651-289-4488. However you're listening, if you're on AM 1280 The Patriot, FM 107.5 in the West Twin Cities Metro, or via the live stream at am1280thepatriot.com, or on your favorite listening app. We like the AM 1280 The Patriot app, which is available wherever you get your apps for your phone. You can also tune in on Alexa, by the way. I think I still have one of the welcome messages for that out there somewhere. May have to do another someday. That was kind of fun. At any rate, all you got to do is say, well, Alexa, bring us the broadcast that dominates all Twin Cities media. And bada boom, there we are. So what's all going on? Oh, yeah, vast crisis facing America today. Of all the crises facing us, the one that, I mean, pick the dog's breakfast of problems that face us right now. You have Iran fomenting instability in the Middle East and doing its best to rattle the foundations of the entire world's economy because, of course, between the Suez Canal and the Straits of Hormuz, about a third of the world's economy is based around traffic that travels through or from that most blighted, benighted part of the world, and they know it. And the United States government is doing what about it? Somewhere between Jack and Squat? No, that's not the big crisis. Is it the fact that our southern border looks like Black Friday at a Walmart in Mississippi? It looks like Black Friday at a Walmart in Miami with people piling up and pouring through like it's the ticket line at a Taylor Swift concert? No, that's not the big crisis facing us today here. Is it the crisis that the Chicago Bears, with whom America's fortunes are inextricably directly linked, didn't have as good of a season as they should have? Well, no, that's not the greatest crisis. All that will come back to bite us if the Bears don't improve. Although, let's be honest, I expected a 2-15 season. 7-9 was about 5 games better than I expected them to do. So let us give thanks for the small blessings in life. No, that's not the massive crisis that has gotten the attention of all and sundry of our governing class. Is it the fact that our president, by the way, is slowly collapsing as a human being before our eyes? Oh, I mean, we're told he's spry and capable and not senile and absolutely in charge of things and not as Ben Shapiro calls him, a semi-mobile meat puppet. But I don't know, his campaign rally this last week at a pro-abortion rally. But by the way, the Democrats are going along on abortion again. I think they're trying to convince people that the Republicans might get the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade again. And if you say, hey, wait, the Supreme Court can't actually overturn the same thing twice, you know this and I know this, the typical Democrat voter doesn't. Anyway, he's at a pro-baby murder rally this past week, and I'm not going to play the audio. It doesn't matter. But he says, yeah, you talk with the American patriarchy. And they basically started the crowd clapping to cover up for him. Is that the greatest crisis facing this nation? No. No, it's not. Apparently, the crisis is this. The White House says explicit AI images, that's artificial intelligence images of Taylor Swift, basically cheesecake porn images of Taylor Swift, are alarming, and that Congress should take legislative action to address fake abusive images online. And I quote the worst press secretary in American history, and I quote, "We are alarmed by the circulation of the false images," said Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre to reporters. So, rest easy, America, knowing that our government at its highest levels knows what the real problems are, what the real dangers are, what the real priority needs to be. Not the collapse, the potentially imminent pushing over the ledge of the world economy in the Middle East. Not potentially an energy collapse that will take down a good chunk of Asia and send the third world back 50 years. Not the complete porousness of our border and the devaluation of the American democracy that comes with it. No. Taylor Swift and porno images generated by artificial intelligence, which, by the way, cannot be stopped by government action. The way, any more than they could stop 3D printing of firearms. As long as the technology exists, and that genie has been let out of the bottle, that cow has gotten on the bus and that bus has sailed, there's no way to regulate it. Twerps will use AI to do what twerps do with computers. Get porn. Like it or not, that's the way it is. But really what adds insult to injury is that this is what is considered a crisis by the administration. And yet for all that, I mean, I mock and taunt President Biden. I shouldn't say no. Let me back up for a minute here. Joe Biden is not a person that has earned a lot of respect from me or much of anyone who thinks about American democracy. I mean, you look at Joe Biden's record going back to his 75 years as a senator, where he accomplished virtually nothing of any value. He built a reputation for gravitas that was entirely a manufacture of his publicity agents. He is one of the least capable people that has ever sat in the White House, or as a vice president for that matter. He's always been a joke and a buffoon. Everything about him has always been delivered with such an intense cynicism. And that doesn't even count his many, many respect-trashing flubs as president. It's not an evacuation. His flight, his head-over-heels flight from Afghanistan, one of the greatest embarrassments this nation has ever had, one of the great foreign policy catastrophes this country has ever had in terms of respect for this nation from our erstwhile allies or people who are seriously now evaluating whose side they want to be on. Hello, Qatar. His behavior during the pandemic, when he had some of the worst, most scabrous possible things to say about those who chose to maintain their personal agency in their healthcare decisions and not get an experimental vaccine. You recall what he called them. The things, and of course, it's just gotten worse from there, starting with his Independence Hall speech with all of the Orwellian fascist imagery, the blood and the blood red lights on the dark background, the Marines guarding the stage as he gave his speech, straight out of Nuremberg, in which he basically said, you and I, the conservative listener, the conservative voter, the people who dissent from big progressive ideology, are the threats to democracy. I recall talking about this the following weekend. A person wrapping himself in fascist imagery straight out of Leni Riefenstahl. Kids, ask your parents or have your parents Google it. Leni Riefenstahl, greatest female filmmaker of all time, worked for the Nazis, produced the film Triumph of the Will, one of the great propaganda films of all time. Forget the fact that you're looking at a Nazi party gathering. It's an amazing piece of filmmaking, an amazing piece of a case study in how to do propaganda really, 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 really well. And yes, it upheld the Nazi Party, and for that it gets banished. Well, it's not been banished from the public square. It's worth watching. At any rate, watch that movie and then watch the president's Independence Hall speech and tell me those two productions aren't kissing cousins. And on and on, his deeply stupid Valley Forge speech, in which he went on to refer to you and I, people who dissent from his party, as the dangers to democracy, as he carries out what is, in fact, exactly the same sort of stagecraft that fascists, real live fascists, your Hitlers, your Mussolinis, your Francos, practice. Straight out of George Orwell. And yet, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. Old-fashioned enough to believe believe that you respect the office, if not the man. I did it when Barack Obama was president. It was interesting. It was brought to my attention this past week because the same day this next episode I'm about to talk about happened, I was watching an old episode of Band of Brothers, the episode near the end, episode 10 of 10. Where the snubbed Captain Sobel is walking past Major Winters. He tries to turn away to avoid saluting the man who was formerly his subordinate, who's taken over his company and then his battalion. And Major Winters says, "Captain Sobel, hey, you salute the office, not the man. You salute the rank, not the man." And Sobel, played brilliantly by David Schwimmer. I mean, everything in that show was brilliant. David Schwimmer, probably one of his two best roles ever, and Ross in Friends was not one of them. Brilliant role, and he salutes very grudgingly, visibly choking on it, because you pay respect to the office that was into which he was installed by, let's go with the official story, a majority of the American voters, by an election that was no way, no how rigged by big tech and big media and the FBI and the Department of Justice. No way, no how. No, you respect the office, not the man. I bring this up Because we had one of the most embarrassing episodes, if you're a Minnesotan, if you look at the way Minnesota portrays itself to the world via the media, one of the most embarrassing episodes and one of the most amazing displays of toxic narcissism I've ever seen. And it wasn't the president. Northern Alliance Radio. No, go nowhere. We'll talk about that when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
Every day at Avail Academy, we avail our talents and best efforts to Christ's cause of raising students to recognize their unique gifts and God's purpose for them. Avail Academy is a K-12 Christian school with Blaine, Edina, and Fridley campuses. Avail Academy is called to spark each student's potential and fan it fully into flame by expertly immersing academics in God's word and way. Avail Academy aims not just to achieve a life pleasing to God, but a life of service. This is Christian education on purpose. Start the journey today at availacademy.org.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-901-5563. 800-901-5563. 800-901-5563. That's 800-901-5563.
Looking to make a difference? Volunteer for your local fire department. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Visit MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me, and I hope you do. Hey, don't forget, 2 weeks from today, Holes for Heroes. Live on Medicine Lake, the live in-person highlight of the year here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, Mitch, what if there's no ice? What if there's no ice? Ha! Well, what we'll do is we'll climb on at the one of those $500,000 cabin cruisers out on the lake, and we'll pick up at one of those drive-through bars, and or sail-through bars, rather, where that we can pull up to the dock and grab a couple cocktails and head out into the middle of the lake on the $500,000 cabin cruiser, and we'll sit up on the forecastle, and we will talk about fishing straight over the side of the boat into the lake. And, yeah, no, we'll be working on getting someone to get us one of those. What's that? Not the same lake. Okay, I'm from St. Paul. Explain it to me like I'm a five-year-old. What do you mean? Medicine Lake is not part of Lake Minnetonka. So there's no $500,000 cabin cruisers. Oh, man. So we might just wind up doing the show from the shore, or maybe from a duck boat. I don't care. Yeah, we'll do the show either. I don't care. Oh, we're live. Anyway, yeah. So Holes for Heroes, happening rain, shine, or no ice whatsoever. I mean, let's think about it. I mean, you're fishing for life. That's the sponsor. And what better way to fish than, you know, if you're ice fishing, than to have not to have to drill any holes, just to stand on the shore and or in a boat or in a snowmobile that you skip out in the middle of the lake and sink down and then paddle around with your life jacket. However it is you want to fish, you'll be able to do that here. I don't know exactly what we'll do if there is no ice, to be perfectly honest, since the cabin cruiser is out of the picture. All we know is it's going to be great. Brad and I will be there, and it's sponsored by Camp Bow Wow. Camp Bow Wow is bringing you all the action from the ice or the shore or the boat or the car or the stew. I have no idea what we're going to do. This is the first time we have flirted with the possibility of not enough ice to set up a station on. I think back in 2011, 2012, it was pretty soupy out there. 2011, I think it was. Anyway, it was pretty soupy out there, and we had to take motorized duck boats out there just in case we fell through, we'd still be able to float. That's the only time we haven't been able to drive or walk out there. So this may be soupier than that, but we will prevail. Anyway, whatever happens, Camp Bow Wow is bringing it to you, and we urge you to check out their website, because if you got a Bow Wow who needs to camp, you might as well go to the place that's built for the whole experience. Anyway, Camp Bow Wow bringing you Holes for Heroes this year, one of the broadcast highlights of the year for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. So, as Major Winters said to Captain Sobel in episode 10 of Band of Brothers, you salute the office, you salute the rank, rather, not the man. And when it comes to the President of the United States, one of the ideals, at least, that people who believe in the civil approach to government is you respect the office, even if you don't respect the office holder. I have no respect for Tina Smith, for example, whatsoever. Senator Cruella DeVille deserves no respect as a human being, and I don't. She is a foul little person who made her fortune presiding over basically building coats out of the skins of dead babies, which is why I refer to her as Senator DeVille. As far as Amy Klobuchar goes, I mean, in between bouts of making casseroles and other such heavyweight legislative activities, she basically thumps on her staffers like Al Capone in The Untouchables, in the meeting where the staffer, where he's trying to figure out who the leaker was, and beat the staffer over the back of the head with a Louisville Slugger in front of the rest of his capos. That's a slight exaggeration of Amy Klobuchar's office demeanor and leadership style. I said a slight exaggeration. So Senators DeVille and Slugger were with Governor Klink this past week, by Duluth, as they were breaking ground, dedicating a bridge, a part of the Biden infrastructure bill, which we were reminded constantly in social media, literal media, and signs at the event, was all Joe Biden's doing. The Biden infrastructure plan is what's bringing these jobs. And you see a picture of the president walking in from stage right, picture left, talking to a bunch of construction workers, shaking their hands or putting their hands out and doing some vague motions. Anyway, then he moves to center stage, and the camera swings to the right. And this is released, by the way, by the RNC Research social media account yesterday. And it was, for someone like me who has been dinging on the DFL for its obsession with selfies, not just obsession, I mean, it's in maniacal focus on the selfie being the only form of constituent communications they actually practice. Not just the governor, not just the senators, but the entire DFL legislative caucus. They don't even communicate by decree. They communicate by selfie. They take selfies and spew little bits of palaver about how one Minnesota is the best place in America. They don't do press conferences. They will do the occasional appearance with tame media like Jason DeRusha. God love Jason DeRusha, but he's someone that the DFLers can count on not to go for the throat with any tough questions, although Governor Klink certainly stepped on his tongue anyway which is why he doesn't do press conferences. It's why he sticks with the selfie. Anyway, so camera pans from the president over to the right, where Governor Klink is standing with Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Minnesota Senators Cruella DeVille and Louisville Slugger. And Governor Klink is standing with DeVille and Slugger, snapping selfies of themselves, gathered up in a tight bundle, and Senator Baldwin joins. At one point, they're snapping selfies of each other, and you can hear the three ladies cackling like a bunch of Chan House and Housewives who got into the box wine and are watching a Chippendales video, or watching Magic Mike, I guess. I mean, just cackling away in a way that I cannot possibly replicate with my voice in its current state. Thank your lucky stars. And thank you, lucky stars, you didn't hear it. It's just this hideous cackling like you would associate with a Cruella DeVille type of character. And they keep doing it. I'm watching it right now. President shakes the hands of the construction workers, and his handler says, hey, hang on just a minute here, they're busy. And you can see Governor Evers, who at least is acknowledging the presence of the president. And you can see Governor Klink snapping pictures of himself and DeVille and Slugger. And then Senator Baldwin joins them, and they all gather together and grin their big grins. And about 30 seconds into the video, the president looks to the camera and goes, what, aren't I the president? You almost feel sorry for the old guy. He shakes his hands. He's like, what? What are we doing here? And everyone, eventually, 35 seconds into the video, the dignitary, quote, dignitaries, end quote, Senators Baldwin, Slugger, and DeVille, and Governor Klink look over and say, oh, the president's here. I guess we should do what we're here for. And the president gets a chuckle and goes, hey, am I not the president? And then the event gets started. But they kept the president waiting for, felt like longer than 20 seconds. It was about it. But, I mean, they're up there jabbering. I mean, the only thing that they needed was to have Senator Slugger feeding Governor Klink a donut or a corn dog or something. I mean, it's that would have made the complete DFL selfie effect, somebody stuffing food down Governor Klink's face. But it was just one of the most embarrassed things I've ever seen. I mean, Biden I felt sorry for the guy. I don't respect him as a person, but I respect the office he holds. Governor Evers, to his credit, seemed to have at least felt awkward about the way the whole thing looked, and it looked terrible. I mean, the president was there to dedicate this make-work project and to commemorate all of the taxpayer money that is going to be shunted over to members of the political class in this area. And it was an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to me as a Republican and a conservative, as a non-Joe Biden fan, to see people showing the presidency, not the man, but the presidency itself, such little respect, especially in service of perhaps the most vapid exercise in modern political communication, gathering around and taking a selfie like a bunch of junior high mean girls, which, by the way, is what Senators DeVille, Slugger, and Baldwin sounded like geriatric versions of. Mean girls out by their lockers taking a picture with the water boy from the soccer team. That's Governor Klink. And keeping everyone around them waiting. Now, the question to ask yourself beyond that is, what just happened? Say what you will about Democrats, but they usually observe their own hierarchy pretty rigidly. I mean, the President Biden is at least nominally the most powerful, important person in the Democratic Party, not to mention the world at this point, officially. So what just happened there? I mean, other than a fairly bizarre bit of disrespect for the highest office in the land. Well, either the Babylon Bee has developed artificial intelligence video to the point where they can make a video mocking the president and the gathered dignitaries so perfectly you should never know it wasn't real, or Governor Klink, Senators DeVille, Baldwin, and Slugger made the president stand with his thumb up his nose while they took the inevitable slew of selfies. And the question is, why would they do that, given as hierarchical as Democrats invariably are? I shouldn't say invariably. There are questions about the hierarchicality of the Minnesota DFL, especially regarding the DSA versus Ken Martin. But these are not the DSA. These are the people who are part of the Democrat establishment. So this mean really, this means one of two things as far as I can see it. And if you have another point of view on it, I'd love to hear it. By the way, it's on my blog at shotinthedark.info and a piece from yesterday entitled Metaphorical Perfection. You can watch the whole video. The question is, did they do it because they know that Joe Biden is not really the president, or that he's perhaps even more so not going to run for office next time around, or he'll be removed at some point here? Or is it just that they are such a bunch of shrieking narcissists that they don't know any better? I'd say two things could be true at the same time. Who knows? Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot. Go Nowhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know my mom's gonna have a baby?
She is?
Will it be a boy?
Or will it be a girl?
We don't know yet, but we heard the heartbeat and my dad said this is gonna be someone very special.
You mean like being a president?
Or maybe a doctor?
Well, probably maybe like a singer or dancer, I think.
Hello, my name is Marianne Kowarski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. We know that every baby is a miracle and has the potential to do great things. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational. Pro-Life Across America.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own, whether it's for your personal system or business. Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Don't forget, the Patriot half-off deal program saves you, well, half off on more great products and services all over town. Like Mathnasium, you can save half down on a Mathnasium learning certificate. Good for any student, K-12, covers assessment, registration, 7 months of sessions. Basically 7 months of sessions for the price of 3.5. You can't beat this the other way around. For the price of 14, thank you very much. Check it out. Half off deals at am12athepatriot.com. Just go to the website, am12athepatriot.com, and click the half off deals icon, or just call 651-405-8800. Or, since it's half off, call it twice. See how many more deals you can get. There's all kinds of them. Keep checking back at am12athepatriot.com for all of the half off deals that will make your life so much better for half the price. So, that's how you will sing when you get those half-off deals. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. It's hard to know where to stop with the disrespect you feel for the Democrats and I should say the president and the party he represents. For example, the border is absolutely out of control right now. There is the administration keeps trying to put a happy face on the border, saying, "Oh no, we're well, happy face, nothing." They keep lying about the border. Karine Jean-Pierre and Alejandro Mayorkas will look into the camera with their straight faces, and say, "Yeah, the border's all good in the neighborhood, no problems with the border." In the meantime, 6 million people. 6 million illegal immigrants crossed the border this last year. And worse than that, perhaps, I mean, there are a number of efforts right now floating through Congress that would bring some funding to addressing this, and whether they're addressing it rightly or productively or not, it's another whole episode, another whole question. Because the way the Customs and Border Patrol is being employed right now, essentially as bus drivers and secretaries processing people as opposed to finding people and sending them back or preventing them from crossing in the first place, assisting the cartels, providing them with a full service center at which to drop off people to flood into the interior of the United States. Now, the House is doing what the lower chamber in a deliberative body like Congress, that is the minority. In other words, they have split power. We control that. The Republicans control the House. The Democrats control the Senate and the White House. And the Republicans are doing what they can to regain control of the issue, saying, "Yeah, we know to some extent the border is the president's prerogative." Although that is actually being fought out in Texas in court and on the border right now between Texas and the feds. That's another entire story we'll try and get to at some point here today. But for purposes of a deliberative body, they're doing what they have to do, which is to say, okay, you're going to have to make a political choice here, White House and Democrats in the Senate. You're going to have to choose between funding Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. We'll give you all that. You just have to get serious about the border. And the Democrats are so invested in keeping the border open that their support for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan comes in second to keeping the border open, literally. And they say, just give us a clean bill. No. We're not going to. They should not. They must not give you clean bills on Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan until you actually do your main job, your legally articulated job as president of the United States, leading the executive branch, to guard the borders of this country, to uphold the sovereignty of this nation. And swear to Pete, they will let Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel itself get conquered before they address the border in any meaningful way. How do we know this? Well, because we've got the Democrats' border deal, the Democrats in the Senate, the deal they're putting forth right now, according to a source, according to Bill Malugan right now on social media. Bill Malugan, of course, writer for Fox News, who talks about, he reveals the details that the Senate is going to put out there to try and put up as an alternative to the House's rational, sane, and politically completely appropriate response. It calls for mandatory detention of all single adults. Okay. And here's where it gets weird. A mandatory shutdown of border crossings once average daily migrant encounters hit 5,000. By the way, this 5,000 includes 1,400 CBP, Custom Border Patrol, one app entries at ports of entry per day and roughly 3,600 illegal crossings per day. So there will be a tolerance for 5,000 known legal and illegal crossings per day. And how's that going to be enforced? Well, once that 5,000 number is hit, presumably because you'll have Border Patrol agents clicking the little clickers every time someone goes across the border, and a big bell goes, ding, we hit 5,000. A new authority is codified into law that would require the Border Patrol to immediately remove illegal immigrants they catch without processing. They would not get to request asylum. They would immediately be removed. This includes removals back to Mexico with deportation to home countries. This would be a massive change, they say, from current policy, which is once an illegal immigrant enters U.S. soil, they must be processed via Title IX, or Title VIII, rather, and allowed to claim asylum. Under the new authority, they're not processed, and they are mandatorily immediately removed once the shutdown threshold is reached. The shutdown also takes effect if there is 8,500 migrant encounters in a single day. That shutdown would not lift the next day. It wouldn't lift until daily encounters are back under 75% of the 5,000 threshold for at least 2 weeks. Are you reading what they're putting out here, folks? And by the way, some family units will still be released with alternatives to detention. But what they're saying is they'll tolerate 5,000 illegal entries, over two-thirds of them illegal, a third of them actually legal. They'll tolerate 5,000 a day, which means that they will tolerate 1.8 million people coming to the United States illegally. Actually, 1.8 altogether, and roughly about 1.2 million illegals coming into the country per year. It's not about stopping the border or controlling the flow of illegal immigration. It's literally only about controlling the flow. That's it. It's not about protecting the border. It's about making sure the holes in the border aren't too big and too porous for public relations purposes. This is the Democrats in the Senate's alternative to the House's bill. And it is ludicrous. I'd love to have someone who's a border geek, an immigration attorney, who has his head screwed on straight and isn't profiting massively from the current situation, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old. They're tolerating illegal immigration at a certain level, which basically says to the coyotes, to the cartels, to the people who are profiting from the human trafficking, which is what it is, you just got to keep it under 3,600 illegal crossings a day, and you're home free. These are the people, by the way, who are infiltrating drugs and weapons and terrorists, and most likely terrorists into this country, people who are overflying American Border Patrol positions with drones to keep track of who is watching the border, down to the point of maintaining individual dossiers on agents and vehicles. And all they're doing now with this bill is saying, control the pace, keep it from 6 million down to somewhere between 1.8 and 3 million people coming through the southern border a year, and it'll all just kind of go along and get along. This is sort of like the immigration equivalent of the O'Connor system in St. Paul in the 1920s and teens, 20s and 30s, where the St. Paul police said, okay, all you mafiosi from Chicago, you want to hang out in St. Paul? Just don't cause any problems in St. Paul. We won't sweat you. We won't serve federal warrants. We won't cooperate with the feds to the extent there were feds to cooperate with back then. We'll turn a blind eye, and you don't cause trouble in St. Paul. As I'm reading this, and I'm not a lawyer, and I did not stay in a Holiday Inn Express, but as I read this, this is just a matter of saying, all right, well, we'll give you, it's the equivalent of dad yelling into the back of the van, keep it to a dull roar. Keep the noise to a tolerable level. Keep the illegal immigration to a level that won't get Fox News barking at people and getting people riled up against the Democrats. That's literally all they're doing. These are the people who are in charge in this country. 651-289-4488. Let's take a quick break and come back right after this. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Give us a call, 651-289-4488, or join us on Twitter, Gab, MeWe, and Getter at hashtag Narn Show. Go nowhere.
You'll never know that I still love you so.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more
at fatherhood.gov.
Are you tired of being told to hang in there on the Wall Street roller coaster because the market always comes back? Meanwhile, fees continue to be deducted from your account while your retirement withers away? Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In the film, you'll see how Wall Street's traditional retirement plans and 401ks have failed Americans. But more importantly, you'll discover the solution to protecting your hard-earned wealth and retiring successfully. You'll see how to grow money potentially double digits, beat inflation with increasing income, and when the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. Plus, I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay. Call right now. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. That's 800-296-1553.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune into Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune into Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Going on 20 years of dominating all Twin Cities media, myself, Jack Tom, Zach the New Guy, Brad Carlson, tomorrow from 1 to 3 here on AM 12A, The Patriot. Jack, of course, coming up at 3 o'clock today. And King Banyan, charter member of the NARN, going back to the early days. All of us together, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, dominating all Twin Cities media for almost two decades, heading on towards three now. So make sure you tune in all the time. By the way, if you want to join us, you can join us, of course, at AM 12A The Patriot, FM 107.5 in the West Metro, your favorite streaming app, or join us on Facebook on the Northern Alliance Radio Network fan page where you can see the show as I'm saying it. I'm actually waving at you right now there on the screen. As Andrew in North St. Paul says, listening in via iHeart while smoking a cigar and taking the dogs for a walk during a completely normal January thaw. Well, you know, there have been thaws before. I am predicting the mother of all blizzards, a snowmageddon in late March, early April, maybe even late April, early May this year. This is the kind of year where the energy's got to go somewhere. I mean, you look at the South, the East, even parts of the West, are like the Pacific Northwest, snow all over the place. We've just had the great luck of having a high-pressure dome, or not high-pressure, but a dome of dry air sitting over us, keeping the temperatures in and the moisture out. At some point, the El Nino is going to break down, and there's going to be moisture pouring in here, and it'll happen. There's going to be a blizzard. It's going to make you happy to have that snowblower all gassed up. That being said, I think the fact that I changed my snowblower oil in October is largely what has gotten us to this state right now. At any rate, 651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join us. What's going on here in the world right now? Well, yet again, a good guy with a gun has saved the day. It just came in from Chicago over the overnight here. Police said a teen entered the Taco Burrito King at 5143 West Belmont in the Long Avenue area of the Belmont-Cragan neighborhood, or Cragan, Belmont-Cragan neighborhood, anyway, in Chicago, and at gunpoint demanded the contents of the cash register. The clerk behind the register complied, but police said a man behind that a man with a carry permit was also at the particular Mexican restaurant, and he confronted the gun-toting teen. Cops said the good guy took out a gun and shot at the teen, but missed. The teen took off from the restaurant, drove away in a black sport utility vehicle, and promptly crashed a half a mile to the south near Diversity, and Long Avenues, police told a local television station. Now, the suspect was arrested. No word yet as to whether they arrested the good guy with the gun. I would not take it outside the realm of possibility. I will follow this story because the story doesn't say whether the person was in any direct immediate danger. And sometimes county attorneys take a dim view of using lethal force to defend against someone who's not immediately attacking you right now. Because remember, that's one of the ways that the Democrats operate. When they say, hey, no one is coming for your guns, what they mean is right this second. They want to, but until it's the police coming up your sidewalk with a search warrant, not your neighbors, mind you, just yours, you have no right to talk about it. At any rate, since we're talking Chicago, which has a Soros DA, whose goal is to make you, the law-abiding citizen, feel less safe than the criminal. I mean, that is their goal. Their goal is to make you, the law-abiding citizen, feel like getting around in society is perilous and risky, and give the impression that criminals got it easy, because in comparison to the way things were 10 and 20 years ago, they do. And there's a reason for that. Society's trying to show you who's boss. And Chicago, if anything, is worse at that than Minneapolis is. Mary Moriarty would fit in nicely in the Cook County Prosecutor's Office. They're cousins from the same mother. Where did that come from? No, they're brothers from different mothers. Sisters from different misters, I think is the term. At any rate, either way, they're county attorneys cut from the same rotten Soros-financed cloth. Now, what this restaurant needed was a sternly worded sign. Because history gets changed by sternly worded signs. For example, in 1453, when Constantinople was being conquered by the Turks, after a year and a half long siege, I believe, that killed thousands on both sides, and the Turks finally broke down the inner walls to Constantinople and went on a days-long orgy of rape and looting, had there been a sign in Turkish that said, no raping and looting, no pillaging, it wouldn't have happened. If, in fact, the Panzers had been driving to the border of Belgium in 1940 and getting ready to pull up the border gate and drive into Belgium and start the invasion of the Western countries in World War II, but there had been a sign that Erwin Rommel could have come up to the front and looked at and said, no invading Belgium, would have solved the problem. Well, Metro Transit's going to try that theory out here. Signs outlining the expectations. This, by the way, in the wake of an unprecedented but utterly predictable wave of property, lifestyle, and violent crime on Twin Cities Metro Transit on buses and trains, has led the Metro Transit Administration and the Met Council to take stern, strict action to make the trains safer. How? By flooding the trains with cops? No. By urging law-abiding citizens to openly carry their firearms to intimidate would-be robbers? Silly peasant. No. Signs outlining the expectations Metro Transit has of riders are now being installed on light rail and bus rapid transit stations. Those who violate the rules will be removed from transit property. Eventually, somehow. And the signs go to the trouble of telling people, in as many words, no, how do I say this in Salem-friendly terms? No number one or no number two on the train. There, how about that? Kids, ask your parents. No shooting drugs. No using illicit drugs, but especially no drinking alcohol and shooting up with syringes on our trains. We expect you not to assault people sexually. Well, really not assault people at all, but especially the sexual ones. No. Don't do it. This is what we expect of you, gentle rider. All of you people who have been hanging around the Lake and Hiawatha station, mugging people, shooting up, doing the nasty around the corners, consummating prostitution deals on the benches, or carrying them out on the train immediately after. This all happens. This has all been recorded by people who document daily life on the Metro Transit. Heck, it's been documented by me. I mean, I've told the story back in 2018 on a very cold morning, stepping onto the Green Line at Snelling and University with my thankfully very heavy, very watertight boots, and realizing that puddle on the floor was not apple cider. If only there had been a sign saying, hold it till you get to a restroom. Don't just let it fly on the train. Problem solved. Well, now that the signs are up, I'm sure the transit crime is going to go dropping down to 2015 or maybe 2005 levels. Because there's people who need to just be reminded of what society expects of them. I mean, presuming, of course, they can read, because less than half of Minneapolis students can read at grade level. So the sign might just be more surfaces to vandalize. In fact, that's my prediction. These signs are going to be vandalized to a fine sheen within days. And the number ones and the number twos and the nasties for fun and higher on the benches and the drugs and the clouds of pot smoke are not going anywhere. Cigarettes, heck, that's almost welcome. Northern Alliance Radio Network, mark my words. And well, let's check back on that in a year. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. One more hour to go. See you in a bit.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Mental health challenges among our youth have reached crisis levels post-pandemic. Anxiety, depression, trauma, and addiction are at unprecedented levels among teens and young adults. Parents, if your adolescent, teen, or young adult is struggling with mental health challenges, empower them with a fresh start at Hazelden Betty Ford. Hazelden Betty Ford can provide a clear path forward for you and your children in network with most insurance. This message is brought to you by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. for the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Record-setting four-time Emmy Award winner Michelle Tafoya discusses politics and the state of our culture, free from mainstream media pressures. That means you'll find unhindered commentary and astute observations that bring greater depth to the topic at hand. Insight from subject matter experts and thought leaders round out the conversation. Watch the Michelle Tafoya podcast, free on YouTube, or stream via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
AM 1280, the Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.